北北北京的北，
北北北京的北，
国国外国的国，
国国外国的国，
北北北京的北，
北北北京的北，
国国外国的国，
国国外国的国。
Thank you. We'll be right back. o'clock, 8 bells, WJSB, Washington, D.C. The Sundial, the music is recorded. Here's Joe King with the news.
This is your Allo News reporter with last minute hit the spot news, brought to you four times daily through the courtesy of Allo Beer and Ale. Allo Beer has such a remarkably fine taste that it's making more new friends than any other brand of beer that's sold in Washington. Here in Washington, you can get this outstandingly fine beer for only 10 cents a bottle. Allo Beer always hits the spot. Well, both sides in the European war appear to be marking time. Germany is rushing thousands of troops and supplies to the Western Front. The Allies likewise are massing strength at the foot of the Nazi West Wall. There are apparently well-founded reports that Britain and France have decided on a major offensive against the German fortifications. There are rumors that Germany plans a big drive also to take the play away from the Allies. According to one report, the Nazis may even be planning to violate the neutrality of Belgium or Switzerland in order to avoid a head-on smash against the Maginot Line. The next few days should see major developments of one sort or another in this great conflict. Warsaw is still holding out against the Germans in the east, but there is no longer a real eastern front. The German high command says the Polish campaign is closed. And if there was much more fighting to be done in the east, it is hardly likely that the Germans would be rushing troops and guns to the west. A French army communique this morning says there was only minor fighting on the western front last night. An important development may be in the making in this country today. Congress is meeting at noon in special session to hear President Roosevelt's appeal for repeal of the arms embargo. The president is scheduled to address the lawmakers at 2 o'clock. Meanwhile, here are some more of this morning's war headlines. The Red Army claims to have taken 60,000 prisoners, 280 guns, and 120 airplanes in its drive into eastern Poland. The French claim that the first major air battle of the war shows that they are superior to the Nazis in the skies. German planes are reported to have been shot down by French flyers in American-made pursuit ships. Jewish refugees from Poland are said to be in a state of terror as a result of the Romanian government's order that all undesirables must leave the country in 15 days. Reports persist, also, that the British have captured the German line of Bremen and that the big vessel is now in a British port. This report, however, has not been confirmed. High British sources say the only strange thing about the reported uprising in the Czech provinces of Germany is that it came so early in the war. They claim plans for a revolt have been brewing in Bohemia and Moravia for a long time. However, the Germans describe all reports of trouble in what was formerly Czechoslovakia as pure nonsense. And from Ankara, Turkey, comes word that the foreign minister of Turkey is sailing for Moscow today. The visit is causing considerable speculation throughout all Europe. It may have an important bearing on Turkey's future course in the war. President Roosevelt goes before Congress this afternoon with data gleaned from long study of the neutrality problem. This research was climaxed yesterday by a 2.5-hour session with Republican and Democratic leaders. After that White House meeting, it was agreed unanimously that the primary, nonpartisan objective was to keep the United States neutral. Mr. Roosevelt and Vice President Garner favor outright repeal of the whole neutrality law. However, when the chief executive felt out the conferees on this proposal, he was told that not more than 5 members of the powerful Senate Foreign Relations Committee would agree. The Foreign Relations Group must report out the measure before it can be considered by the policy-making Senate. A poll of committee members based on earlier votes and expressions of opinion shows that a majority would approve amending the neutrality law, as Mr. Roosevelt asked. Roughly, the provisions now in effect forbid sale or export of any arms, ammunition, or materials of war to belligerents or to neutrals for transshipment to nations engaged in war. Opponents of this setup charge that it favors Germany because the Allies cannot take advantage of the huge munition stores otherwise available in this country. As it would be amended, the law would allow any nation, regardless of its status as a belligerent, to buy all it wanted in the United States. Listen in again for the Allo News Reporter, brought to you by the Globe Brewing Company, Baltimore, at 3:15 this afternoon. Remember, when you order beer, be sure to ask for Allo, the beer with the famous flavor. Joe King speaking. This is Columbia Station for the nation's capital.
WJSB, Washington. 5 minutes past 8 o'clock. I have here a little matter called an electrical transcription.
This is Gabriel Heater inviting you to share a journey of adventure in a radio studio. We were rehearsing a program featuring a chimpanzee in tails and white tie and high hat, and a photographer came along. A picture, please, of you and the chimpanzee shaking hands. And I said, all right, I'll take a chance. And all went well until the flashlight bulb went off. And that brought a growl which turned me cold all over. I'll never know as long as I live how I got my hand out of his. Well, there was a program to do, and I did what I always do when I want new energy. I reached for a bar of Peter Paul's Mounds. Rich in chocolate, rich in coconut. Just about the best tasting candy I've ever known. Mounds, M-O-U-N-D-S. What a bar of candy for 5 cents.
Oh, yes, sir. It's 6 minutes past 8 o'clock. And that concludes that electrical transcription and begins another one.
Time to relax and enjoy yourselves, folks. Here are those 5 Southern harmonizers from North Carolina way, the Vass family.
He stole that old skillet, and he stole that old lid, and he stole them all for to make shortening bread.
Man's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Man's little baby loves shortening bread. Man's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Man's little baby loves shortening bread. 3 little donkeys lying in bed. 2 were sick and the other most dead. Then for the doctor said,
feed those donkeys on shortening bread.
Man's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Man's little baby loves shortening bread. Man's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Man's little baby loves shortening bread.
I slip to the kitchen.
Ooh.
I slip up the lid.
Slip the pockets full of shortening bread.
Hey, Johnson, what you doing out in my kitchen?
Well, Lenny, honey, I just wanted to ask you, would you,
what you trying to say, Ike? You wish me to wear?
Well, what I really wanted was some shortening bread.
You stole the skillet, you stole the lid, you stole that gal and ate shortening bread.
They caught me with the skillet.
Oh.
They caught me with the lid.
Caught you with the gal and ate shortening bread.
This coat will now come to order. Ike Johnson, I'll fine you $6 for stealing.